Yep, we hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Chad and Lori Daybell. A match made in heaven, right? It was supposed to be a family trip to Hawaii, but it quickly turned into a nightmare for JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan. Of course, they went missing in September of 2019. After months of investigation, the children's bodies being found buried on the property of their mother's new husband, Chad Daybell's compound. I don't know what to call it because it's like he was kind of starting a cult type thing, but it wasn't quite there. So I don't know. Property, I guess, is all it really was. Chad Daybell, of course, also facing these murder charges as well. But now Daybell and Lori Vallow Daybell, JJ and Tylee's mother, are facing murder, conspiracy, and grand theft charges in connection not only with the deaths of her children, JJ and Tylee, but Chad Daybell's previous wife, Tammy Daybell, and there's a lot of questions of other people who have been killed around or died around these individuals. Chad Daybell now going to be tried separately. It was originally going to be the two of them together. Seventh District Judge Stephen Boyce ruled that Chad Daybell's trial will take place at a later date, while Lori Vallow Daybell's trial will be proceeding as planned on April 3rd. Get your popcorn ready. EastIdahoNews.com reporting that. Both defendants pleading not guilty. Prosecutors had pushed for the couple to be tried together. However, the judge cited the prosecutor's failure to provide the defense with DNA evidence, a hair found at the crime scene, in a timely manner as a reason for separating the trials. This is a prime example of you have people who are, in my opinion, guilty as sin, but if you don't do your due diligence and do things in a timely manner the correct way, things, technicalities can start working out for the evil people. So I have to be kind of careful about that. Chad Daybell's attorney, John Pryor, argued that he needed his own testing done on the hair, which could be crucial to Daybell's defense. The evidence provides, at least from my perspective, he says, an explanation potentially of where Mr. Daybell and I are going to go in this particular case. According to Pryor, I need to have the opportunity to test that evidence. So Chad waiving his right to a speedy trial. Lori just wants to get it done. And she presumes that she will be exonerated. She also thinks, you know, she's a goddess and the world will end and everyone will be hanging out there in Rexburg, Idaho, on their compound together. And the kids will probably rise from the grave. Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of thinking that goes on with Lori Daybell. It doesn't mean it's real. Trials are expected to take weeks, obviously. Couple could face a death penalty if convicted. Prosecutors allege that the couple used their doomsday-focused religious beliefs to further a plan to kill the children and Chad Daybell's previous wife as part of a plot to steal Social Security funds and insurance money. It's obviously been something that it's so many layers to it. Just like Alec Murdaugh, where you thought you were done. Oh, wait, there. What about this chapter? What about that chapter? The investigation into the kids' disappearances started back in November of 2019 after some extended family members reported them missing. Keep in mind, they were reporting them missing for like 5 months. And then finally, after all that time, they finally said, oh, maybe we should confirm that those kids are actually where they're at. And surprise! During that time, of course, the parents, you know, Chad and Lori, they lied. They said, oh, they're with friends. And then they went off and jetted to Hawaii and got married on the beach. Lovely pictures of Chad playing, what was it, the ukulele. Yes, it was just riveting. And if you didn't know that these two had like likely killed their children and buried them in the backyard, you'd think they were lovely wedding photos. Like, oh, what a nice couple. June 2020 is when the bodies were found buried in Chad's property in rural Idaho. Discovery, obviously, a giant shock to the community, raised a lot of questions, and obviously put these two in the hot seat for the murder. It's just just want to shake your head. Trial approaching. Lots of questions need to be answered. Evidence against the couple appears utterly overwhelming, but they're sticking with that not guilty plea. The audio from the judge severing the case between Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. This happened just a few days ago in a hearing. We have it for you here. We'll be playing it in another post. So be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss that.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
That was kind of the cliff notes of everything that's been going on, but they want to hear the full hour, 20-minute hearing between attorneys and the judge and them trying to work out what's going on. We'll have that for you here on the feed shortly. So like I said, press subscribe so you don't miss that or any of the cases that we're following for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.